This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Knob Hill area residents in Nanaimo, who live along a laneway they've named Wisteria Lane, have applied a systematic approach to discourage drug use and prostitution in the area. It's called Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design, CEPT-ED for short, and it focuses on good design and enhancement to the built environment. Wisteria Lane residents Tanya and Doug Hiltz, Norman Abbey and others hosted a walkthrough for city officials, the mayor and members of Nanaimo City Council, MLA Leonard Krog, and the public on Saturday, September 13th, 2014 to show the progress that has been made.
I was over at Wisteria Lane for the recent walkthrough. It's the second walkthrough that has been held over the past few months. I spoke with a number of people there recording their comments about Wisteria Lane, and I've put a few of those together for this segment today. Now, Wally Taylor is a former RCMP officer. He's currently a bylaw officer for the City of Nanaimo. You'll hear him first, providing background for the people who attended the update on Wisteria Lane's use of CEPT-ED, and a number of other comments will follow him.
And just a note for our listeners, the full audio from the walkthrough isn't provided today. If you want to hear more details about the way Wisteria Lane residents have used CEPT-ED principles to reclaim their laneway, Google People First Radio to find our webpages and search for Wisteria Lane. Our segments from July has all the details. Here's Bylaw Officer Wally Taylor on Saturday, September 13th.
This alley was an alley in crisis, and I know from my policing days and now in my bylaw days, it was getting worse instead of better. And I think the neighbors and the city and all the partners involved took a huge role in changing things. And it starts with the neighbors. And they've done a lot of little things that'll make a difference. But it was almost an epicenter for some drug usage, some street worker usage. There was a lot of blind spots, a lot of dead spots. And it was almost spreading to other areas. So I think dealing with this as an epicenter and by cutting the issues out, They've solved a lot of problems here, and hopefully it will spread, because I know there's been neighbors here talking to them about what they've done, how they've done it, and what they can do to make their alleys similar. So when we walk down, I'll show you a few things that they've done and changed, and a few things that they still need to work on, and you guys will see the work in progress. But in the last 2 months, they've made huge strides. And I know, talking to my police cohorts, their attendance here as a maintenance issue is still quite relevant. But they're not doing as much enforcement as they used to in this alley. But they're still doing the maintenance piece, which is good to know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to carry on down the alley. And as Norm said, we're going to talk about CEPT-ED. So CEPT-ED, Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design. And what the main focus of CEPT-ED is to bring positive users to a space and to allow positive views of a space. So that's what a lot of the neighbors have tried to create by getting rid of blind spots, lowering fences, opening up areas, and making it more user-friendly. And it starts with the maintenance piece, the garbage and stuff. You'll see this alley used to be littered with garbage. And when you have a 24-hour convenience store and fast food right across the street, it's going to happen. But with the placement of garbage cans and stuff, they're being used a lot. And the neighbors, the city hasn't taken that on. The neighbors have taken that on of emptying the garbage, which is huge. Because the minute you let a garbage can overflow, people just throw stuff beside it. Because that's where it looks like it belongs. So let's walk this way. Enjoy some snacks as we go.
Yeah, anyone want stuff?
Yeah.
My name is Tanya Hilt. I'm a resident of Wisteria Lane. I'm one of the spearheaders of getting Lane cleaned up. I feel very happy and proud of Wisteria Lane and everything the people have done here.
This is an ongoing process, though, isn't it?
Yes. The murals, we've just started, so people will be able to continue coming back to Wisteria Lane to see the progress as they unfold. As you notice, we have some new visuals popping up in our laneway, which we're very proud of. Hopefully Chelsea will be here, one of our artists, this morning. But she was here till 9 o'clock last night working on the big mural.
Hi, I'm Jim Goldsack, and I'm running for City Council, Nanaimo City Council. Well, actually, I'm the president of the hospital area, HANA, and we may have some issues in our area, and it'd be nice to see what Wisteria Lane has done, what this association has done. The hardest part is to get the neighborhood together and all pull the rope in the same direction. We need to take ownership of our own neighborhoods. The city can help, and the RCMP can help, but really the challenge is to get the neighbors together and work on it.
Fred Patje, councillor, City of Nanaimo. This is the third time that I've been in a lane like this one in the South End. Cleaning up and having a neighborhood take care of what needs to be taken care of makes a huge difference. You know, there's stuff that has happened here for a long time, way too long a time, that should never happen in the first place. And when you get initiatives like this from the neighborhood itself, then that really speaks. When people are willing to put themselves out to a large extent to help with a problem, then that is where the city needs to also spring in and help wherever they can. Whether that's monetary or whether it's equipment to deal with the stuff here, that's what it's all about to me. It's neighborhood, it's people taking action, and it's council supporting that action.
So do you see that these grassroots community initiatives in Nanaimo thus far have been achieving successes?
Yes, they have, and particularly in the South End, more so than in other places, I dare say. But there are others. You know, we don't want to just isolate the South End. There's been some really active things happening in the North End, for instance, with May Bennett Pioneer Park, when that was part of the school district swap and people were afraid that they were going to lose their park. Took a very definite interest in it, and you know, it's kind of the same example for different reasons than here, but it's got to start somewhere. The city can't be everywhere, but we certainly can get our nose put into it by the people who live in the area and then try and help and assist.
Mayor John Rattan, City of Nanaimo.
Well, I just wanted to see the opening of all, and really the culmination of a huge amount of work by the residents. And I looked around here. We'll have a bit of a tour as we go down, but it's a gorgeous day. From a city standpoint, we're so pleased when the residents get together, recognize the need, and commit the time and effort to make it what it is now. And I encourage everyone to come down to Wisteria Lane, just off Nickel Street, and see what's happened.
Have you been following the progress of these neighborhood initiatives over a period of time?
Yes, very much so. You know, the South End Residents Association have been very active for many years and have done an incredible job. But, you know, it's all of South End that seems to be engaged in making their place more livable, more of a family place. They recognize the need to get rid of graffiti and be proactive in how they move ahead. And this at Wisteria Lane is an example of just what can be done. And the change is incredible, and I'm really pleased and very proud of all the efforts made by these volunteers.
Are you running for another term as mayor?
Well, now, it's under serious, serious consideration. I'm very interested. You know, there are some pieces I'd like to put into place, but if I did, it will be one last term. I'd like to be there when the hotels open, when the fast ferry starts, and I've worked on those for years, but I'll make a firm decision very shortly.
My name's Hillary Bennett, and this is George.
Hi.
We live at the very end, across the street from the laneway, but we're involved in helping to work on this place. We've been doing some of the digging and planting and working on helping the artists and stuff.
And it's been really enjoyable cleaning up and making the neighborhood look good, and it's a good thing, I think.
Helping the community is really a good feeling. It's a really good feeling to help and clean it up, and I think it's going to look really good.
How long have you been involved in this process, and what do you think the end result will be?
I think we were probably involved pretty close to the beginning of it, and I think the end result's going to be that people in Nanaimo are going to realize that the city is actually a very nice place to be, and this part of the city is going to be so well done that other parts of the city are going to want to do the same thing.
And I think once everybody sees that the city wants to clean up and make it look nice, that there's going to be more people coming and
more
visiting
tourists,
and willing to come and see. And
I think people come here just to see the murals and stuff, just to walk through and see the murals and see what we've done, because it's so interesting.
One more thing. You know, the mayor and Leonard Krogh and some of the people have a very busy agenda. There's a nice shady spot right here to stand. It's getting pretty hot out there. If any of the politicians or representatives have anything to say, maybe now would be a good time to do that. I know John has to be at another meeting at 11, for example.
Well, maybe I'll just take a moment and thank everyone, certainly in the community, that took the time to get involved with this. The South End really is an area that has proven itself time and time again to have the heart and the interest of the community. And when they get behind a project like that, the important thing is they take ownership. And in taking ownership, you have pride of place. And now all of the South End is changing dramatically because of the efforts of volunteers. So my hat's off to everyone here and the volunteers that made this possible. And for the city people, the staff that got involved in it. This is a win-win all the way around, and I'm just so pleased to be here to see the evidence of all this hard work. And I tell you, in my opinion, it was well worth it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming, Leonard. We have our provincial representative in the legislature, and FEHA, of course, is part and parcel.
It's so unlike me to try and be brief, but I'm going to try and be brief this morning. Look, just a big thank you, and to say, as they say in the Court of Appeal, when they don't want to say something in addition to the person who's given judgment, I concur with everything the mayor has said here this morning. But I do want to say one thing, because someone's asked me about another project, and obviously Norm talked about the overpass and things of that nature. I would just encourage all of you to pursue with politicians other than myself, because I'm on board, the concept that we return what was known as the Community Grants Program we had it in the 90s. Where the province contributed a third, the municipal government contributed a third, and a local organization contributed a third to capital projects that were seen as important by the communities themselves, whether it was a club or an organization, whether it was a playing field in the North End, which was the first major project opened by Mike Harcourt back in 92 or 3, maybe 4, I can't even remember now, a long time ago, back when my hair was less gray. But it's that kind of approach that just carries on the spirit of what is reflected here, which is about the people in this community getting together and doing something. I just suggest that you, wherever you get a chance, say to politicians, particularly provincial politicians in the other party, why don't you do that? It builds community. It builds support. The projects that get supported by it are, in fact, community-driven because you've got some, if you will, the community itself in for a third. It's serious. They've raised money. It's a good project. I like the concept, and I really appreciate the opportunity for this morning. And thank you very much for the fresh food.
Wisteria Lane is a back lane in Nanaimo that runs from Milton Street at its south end to Finlayson Street at its north end. It's bordered by both businesses and residences in a neighbourhood immediately south of Nanaimo's downtown. The walkthrough on September 13th focused on improvements attributed to crime prevention through environmental design. The city of Nanaimo and the residents of Wisteria Lane are using SEPTED to help decrease prostitution and drug use in the area.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.